Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Alfred Ruff. Batting third. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Alfred Ruff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Ruff bunts in front of the plate. Grasso picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Grasso. Groth moves to third. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth scores. Feed Roth moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Feed Roth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Trux covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Feed Roth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 1 in the game. Grasso strikes out. One out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Masterson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Mickey Grasso. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Keller now catching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Feed Roth hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Campos pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.